USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Reserve is increasing interest rates again to try to bring down inflation. The central bank hiked rates by a half a percentage point, and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell anticipates ongoing increases will be necessary to get inflation back to the 2% goal.
Ongoing increases will be appropriate in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
About 3 million people in the Deep South are bracing for potentially dangerous storms on Wednesday. Officials say a dangerous situation tornado watch is in effect for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. The storm system has claimed at least 2 lives and injured more than a dozen. The Storm Prediction Center issued a level 4 risk of severe storms, which is the second highest of 5 levels. Senate Republicans are speaking out against the omnibus bill that lawmakers reportedly have an agreement on. Lawmakers need to pass a government funding bill before it runs out of money and shuts down on Friday. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul is warning lawmakers who try to blame others for shutting down the government by not supporting the bill.
It won't attach to people who cobbled together a multi-thousand page bill in the dead of night, didn't show it to anyone, and put it forward. They will say no. If you vote no, you are for shutting down the government. I frankly am not for shutting down the government, but I'm frankly for spending less money and accumulating less debt.
France is headed to the World Cup final after its 2-0 win over Morocco on Wednesday in Qatar. The European country won the last World Cup tournament in 2018 and becomes the first defending champion to reach successive finals since 2002. They'll face off against Argentina on Sunday. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
Thousands of illegal immigrants cross the border into the United States illegally every day. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox what he plans to do if elected Speaker of the House next month.
I would put the policies back in with Republicans and Democrats, remain in Mexico. I would work with Republicans and Democrats to bring back Title 42.
Title 42 was a Trump-era policy that allowed for the deportation of illegal immigrants from the United States due to public health concerns. Just last week, Elon Musk said freedom of speech on Twitter even extends to the site that tracks his private jet. Today, not so much.
Twitter has suspended the Twitter site @ElonJet, which is followed by about 500,000 people. It's run by a 20-year-old Florida college student and tracks Elon Musk's private plane around the world. The student's able to do that using public information from flight tracking websites.
Google and Apple are being asked to raise their age ratings for TikTok by Republican state leaders. 15 state attorneys general sent letters to the CEOs of both companies. Montana's attorney general saying the teen or 12-plus rating is too low because the app promotes drugs and alcohol use, glorifies eating disorders, and encourages illegal and dangerous challenges. At the closing bell on Wednesday, the Dow lost 142 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.